In Christ, you are not subject to limitations. Economic conditions may be the same for everyone, but you can experience different results. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, Pastor George Pearsons encourages you to live God's best.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Pastor George Pearson, senior pastor here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries for Eagle Mountain International Church. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's son-in-law for now 33 years. I've been married to Terry Copeland Pearsons, and we have had a great time in ministry all of these years. It really is an honor. I've spent my adult life at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And you know, if there's anyone to be trained under, it would be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. What a blessing they are to me and to the body of Christ. And they really have placed within me and imparted into me the richness of the Word of God. It is an honor to be here. We are now in day 3 of 10 days of prosperity. That's what the Lord spoke to me about where these broadcasts were concerned, that we were to totally immerse in the Word of God where prosperity is, and specifically financially, that in these economic times, in these places that we are in, that we've got to realize something. We are not subject to the times. We are not subject to the economy. We are subject to and ruled by and submitted to the kingdom of heaven system. We've stepped out of the Babylonian system. We've stepped on over into the kingdom of heaven system, and we are walking with Him. And it does not matter where the stock market is today. It does not matter what is going on financially. You and I are thriving and not just surviving. We are flourishing and not failing. And so what we're doing on this broadcast in these 2 weeks, 10 days of intense study of financial prosperity. You need to know it's the will of God for you to prosper. And we need to know also that we are not subject to the times. I want you to open your Bibles today and look at Jeremiah chapter 17. We're going to look at this subject in Jeremiah 17 about, and I call this same conditions, different results. Same conditions, but different results. We spent time yesterday talking about the fact that Jesus prayed that we would be separated or sanctified from the evil that's in the world. And we absolutely must realize that we are not part of the statistics, that we are separated by the wall of redemption, and that we are walking in the blessing of Abraham. We're going to cover that during this week in this 10 days of prosperity. But today, I want to talk to you about this principle that the Lord showed me, that we can have the same conditions around us, yet you and I can experience different results. We talked about this in the book of Exodus yesterday where the swarms of flies came, but God said, I will sever or cause a division between you and them. And the word division there in the book of Exodus is the word redemption. There is a wall of redemption that separates us. I remember some time ago that there was talk about people traveling on airplanes and folks that are sneezing and how people are going to get diseases and so forth. And you know where my stand is on that? If I have to travel on an airplane, I believe I'm separated by the blood of Jesus. I believe that even though maybe the same conditions are around me, I'm experiencing different results. And that when people sneeze and those germs go into the air, when they get near me, they look at me and they turn around and they leave. That's the way it is, and that's the way it is with us. I plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. And I believe that you and I, we are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people. And it does not matter what is going on around us. We are separated from the world's system. Now, in the world system, there are some conditions that are going on right now. There are things happening economically right now. Don't allow yourself to be caught up in those things and to think for one moment that you are part of the statistic of what is happening to everybody. You are not. You're separated from this world. You are not subject nor under the dominion or the rule of the economic times, but we operate in the kingdom of heaven's system of economic times. Same conditions, different results. Same conditions, but different results. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart has departed from the Lord. Now, right there in that scripture, that we're seeing the setup of how to walk in the curse. How to walk in the curse. I mean, maybe that needs to be a series that's taught somewhere, Pastor. How to walk in the curse. How to walk effectively in the curse. Well, here it says, the cursed is the man that trusts in man. Or you could also say, cursed is the man that trusts in money and makes flesh his arm. He places his trust in the natural things of this earth, whose heart has departed from the Lord. I heard a man talking, you'd know him if I mention his name. He's in the media, and he was talking the other day, being interviewed, and he was talking about the Messiah, and talking about he just doesn't believe at all. He just does not believe in any kind of a Messiah anywhere, anytime, any place. Well, he's fitting this description here. His heart has departed from the Lord. And this is what this person will be like. He will be like the heath in the desert. Now, the heath, that's just simply a word for a stunted bush. A stunted bush. Like the heath in the desert, he will not see when good things come, but he shall inhabit the parched, dry places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. And so we find here in verses 5 and 6, see what we're talking about, same conditions, different results. Same conditions, different results. Here we find that he's operating in that place, and really we'll find in these scriptures that we're reading that the same conditions were going on, but there are two different people and they're experiencing two different results. That's you. That's you. You have to make a choice. You choose life or you choose death. I choose life, and I know you choose life. So in this particular man, it says, cursed is the man that trusts in man, that makes arm his flesh, whose heart has departed from the Lord. He'll be like the heath or that stunted shrub in the desert, and shall not see when the good comes. But he'll inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land and not inhabited. Now listen to this. Here is the wall of redemption. Here's the separation right here. The separation between verse 6 and verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope and confidence the Lord is. So we see here that this man, as opposed to the other, his trust is in the Lord. Is your trust in the Lord today? Are you trusting Him? Are you trusting Him where your finances are concerned? We must trust Him. We must have our hope and our confidence in the Lord. Now, here is the results that this man is experiencing. He shall be as a tree planted by the waters and that spreads out her roots by the rivers. He shall not see when the heat comes, but her leaf shall be green, and he shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Same conditions, different results. They are in the same conditions here. One man who was cursed was not trusting God. He made man his arm and trusted in man, and he was experiencing the lack, the poverty, he was experiencing the hopelessness and the helplessness. Yet, on the other hand, there's a man that is in the same condition, but he's experiencing different results. He's like a tree planted by the rivers and that spreads out her roots by the river, and he does not see when the heat comes. But his leaf shall be green. The word green in the Hebrew is the word flourish. He flourishes. This one man over here that does not trust God and is not walking by faith, he is drying up at the roots. But the man on the other side who is trusting God, it says his leaf shall be green, or he shall flourish. He shall flourish. And I make this declaration over our congregation all the time. We are thriving and not surviving. We are flourishing and we are not failing. You say that right now. I am flourishing. Say it. I am flourishing. Your business is flourishing. Your household is flourishing. Your children are flourishing. Everything that you set your hands to do, according to Deuteronomy 28, it is prospering. And it says here, you will not be careful in the year of drought. The word careful there means full of care, worry, and anxious, under pressure. You will not be anxious, nor will you be worried in the year of drought. Now, we as a nation have been experiencing those systems, a year of drought. But you look at the difference. See, this man in verses 6, 5 and 6, he was experiencing the same year of drought. You can be experiencing and having all around you the effects of drought or the effects of famine or the effects of a down economy. But as it says here, you'll not be worried. You'll not be anxious in it. You'll walk stress-free. You'll walk stress-free in an economic downturn because you know that your roots are going down deep and that your leaf is flourishing. You are producing fruit. And it says, neither shall you cease from yielding fruit. This is an exciting part. You will never stop producing fruit. I don't know exactly how this happens, but I know it's supernatural. I know that you can have investments and you can have a retirement fund. And I just know that even in an economic downturn, when everybody else is going down, yours is going up. How does it happen? It's a supernatural thing. It is a supernatural thing that takes place. And you need to begin to see yourself in that line of separation that maybe the same conditions are going on, but you are experiencing different results. You are producing fruit all the time. You can go through an economic situation and your business, in your life, can thrive all the way through it. That's what we have to believe. And that's what we must become immersed in this day and in this hour. Let me read to you from the New Living Translation of this scripture. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength, and turn their hearts away from the Lord. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They will live in the barren wilderness in an uninhabited, salty land. But listen, here's the dividing line between 6 and 7. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and their confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat. I am not bothered by the economic times, and neither are you. We remain unaffected and untouched. Well, Pastor, how can you say that? How can you say that with such boldness? Because I trust in the Lord, and I'm operating under the kingdom of heaven system. I'm living in a different kingdom here on this earth. I'm in it. I'm not of it. So I'm not bothered by the heat or worried by the long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. I like what verse 8 says in the Message translation. They are like trees transplanted in Eden. You and I are experiencing the Eden blessing on earth. What God started in the Garden of Eden, He wants to finish with you and I. He wants us to be fruitful and He wants us to multiply. And that's not just having kids. That's being fruitful and multiplying in every realm of life. They're like trees transplanted in Eden, putting down roots near the river. They never worry through the hottest of summers. I had a friend of ours that was telling me about the trip that they took down the Nile River. And they said they read this scripture from Psalm 1 before in Jeremiah 17 about trees planted being planted by the waters. by the rivers of waters. But they said they had a really new image of that when they were going down the Nile. In the Nile, they said, there are trees that are planted right by the Nile River, and they are flourishing and growing in their green. But you get away from that riverbank, and it's immediate sand. Do you see the difference? Stay, keep your roots in the rivers of living water. Keep your roots planted deep in the Word of God. They never worry in the hottest of summers, never dropping a leaf, serene and calm through droughts, bearing fresh fruit in every season. Same conditions, different results. Same conditions, different results. Look at the book of Luke with me. We'll look at this one very quickly. Then I've got something that I want to read to you, a prophecy that Brother Copeland gave. And again, just to prove the point that we've got the same conditions but different results, listen to this. In Luke 6, 46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? And whosoever shall come to me and hears my sayings and does them, we've got to be doers of the Word of God. It's imperative. It's important. We must be doers. We must immerse ourselves in the Word of God, and we must speak to our bank accounts and call in the harvest. He said, and be a doer of the Word, I'll show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and it could not be shaken, for it was founded on a rock. Are you founded on the rock? We've got to be founded on the rock. We've got to be immersed in the rock. But, listen to this, he that hears and does not do the word, he's not a doer of the word, is like a foolish man that without a foundation builds a house upon the earth, against which the same stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Same conditions, different results. One man heard the word. He was a doer of the word. He built his house on the rock of the word. Another man over here, same neighborhood, next door neighbor, built a house, but it was on sand. He wasn't a doer of the word. He wasn't putting his trust in the word. He was verse 6 of Jeremiah 17. The other man was verse 7 and 8 of Jeremiah 17. And the same storm hit the neighborhood. The same storm hit the area. But the man who built his house on the foundation of the rock of the word was not moved. It stood strong. But the man who did not build his foundation on the rock, his results were different. Well, the great thing about this story, and I believe this is what happened, but the next door man, he got to run over into the shelter of the man's house that were built on the rock, and he was able to learn and grow from there. But same conditions, different results. That's what's happening economically right now. And we are in such a time, such a period of life where we need the Word more than ever. It was during the Believers' Convention that Brother Copeland was given a word from the Lord. And I want to read that to you. This and all of my notes are available online, kcm.org. Just go to the sweet spot and click on to Pastor's Notes, and you can download all of these notes, especially this word. But listen, listen. Same conditions, different results. The Lord said this through Brother Copeland. The world is in serious trouble, but for the household of faith and those that will cling to my word and listen very carefully and do this thing that I've demonstrated before you, night after night, you can do that. You can do it yourself. You can stand in a place and you can worship and you can praise in the face of hell itself. Now, Brother Copeland gave this word after a time of worship and praise during the convention. And so you can praise in the face of hell itself. And you can praise yourself into that place where you say, ha, everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. The world, I tell you again, is in serious trouble. Some very hard things are coming in different places around the world. Very difficult times in lots of places. And they're that way now, but they'll not get better. They'll continue to get worse and worse and worse. It's on a downhill run, and the world cannot stop. But for the household of faith, praise God for the household of faith, everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Oh yeah, you'll have to make a stand. You'll have to fight the good fight of faith. But when did you not have to do that? These are dangerous times. They're dangerous times financially. They're dangerous times in the earth because the earth is weighed under a gross weight of sin. There are things and places and situations underneath the earth and the oceans and the heavens, things that are being rattled and shaken. The earth is trying to break apart in different places. Stand on my word and it will not come near you. Praise and worship my name. Don't feed on fear and feed on trouble in your life and into your mouth. No, quit living in that house. Get back over here into the house of faith. That was what we were just talking about in Luke 6, the house of faith. The house of faith that will not fall. Feed on my word, not on the bread of sorrow. Feed on my word and look into my face. Praise and worship in church. Praise and worship and preach the word. For as I've said and will continue to say, until it becomes stronger in your spirit, your time has come. It's time for you to excel. It's time for you to do exceeding extraordinary things in the financial world, in the medical world, and in areas where the world is in dire trouble and they're so confused beyond their ability to understand how confused they really are. And they're hurting about it. People are trying to take advantage of people like that. But everything is going to be all right. Father, we live in the household of faith. We stay in the household of faith. And it may be the same conditions around us, but we in the household of faith are experiencing different results, and everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. And Father, help us to reach out to those that are hurting around us, that we can bring them into the house of faith, the house of faith that's built upon the rock, that when the storms hit, and the stream beats vehemently, we stand firm and strong and rock solid on the word of the living God. Stay right there. I'll be right back with you.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Annual Word of Faith Conference, June 14th through 17th at the Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. For every expectation, every desire, every responsibility, there's a bill that needs to be paid. When it comes to cash flow, too often we find ourselves more overcome than on top. To turn the tables, you need a paradigm shift, an awakening. To get what you've never had, you have to do what you've never done. Total immersion in the Word. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to equip you with the same life-changing tools that empowered them to annihilate financial turmoil and live an abundant, debt-free life. When activated, the 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough equips you to think spiritually about your finances, positioning you for financial breakthrough, paving the way for a productive attitude for wealth and prosperity. No matter what financial challenge you face, with God, all things are possible. Purchase your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough for just $19.99. And as a bonus, we'll send you a free CD series by Pastor George Pearson's on living your life stress-free. A $49.99 value now available at a 60% savings. Order several copies for family and friends. They make great Christmas gifts, too. For an additional product discount and faster processing, visit kcm.org. The 10-day spiritual action plan and living your life stress-free. Order yours today.
You might be wondering to yourself, how can I get over onto that household of faith? How can I live this life that you're talking about? How can I live a better life, a life where I can prosper and live in the goodness of God? Well, it begins, and really, true prosperity begins with receiving Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. And those of you today, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, let me pray with you. Let me agree with you. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, I pray for those that have never made Jesus the Lord of their lives. And all they have to do is say, Jesus, be my Lord. That's what I said. That's what I did. I said, Jesus, be my Lord. Come into my life. And Father, you came into my life and you filled it up to overflowing. And Lord, that was over 30 years ago. And I'm still walking with you today. And Lord, I pray for those that need Jesus and those that need to recommit their lives to Him. And Lord, we thank you that you are the one that brings true prosperity and love into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you prayed with me today, if you prayed about making Jesus your Lord, or even prayed about rededicating yourself to the Lord Jesus, we have a packet that we want to send you. It's absolutely free. We call it our Salvation Package. And this particular book written by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, it has everything you need to know about beginning your life in Jesus. We have a little brochure that we'll give to you, how to study the Bible and how to go through the Bible and take it one step at a time. And we just want to welcome you to the family of God. Welcome you to the household of faith. Listen, we live an exciting life. Read your Bible every single day. Feed on the Word of God. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be talking about, and tomorrow's going to be day 4 in our 10 Days of Prosperity. And tomorrow, I'm going to be teaching you about thriving in the midst of famine. How you and I can be in the middle of all that's going on, and we can be thriving in the middle of it, and you and I can be symbols of prosperity. Remember this, we love you, we're praying for you, we just so appreciate you, and you've got to keep this on your mind all the time, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life with Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Begin your exciting journey with God, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, and live the good life God has for you.